Good morning. Welcome to New Dawn. My name is J. Donald Walters. I'll be with you this next quarter hour talking about ways to find happiness, peace of mind, and wisdom to cope with the challenges in your life. Soon, I hope you'll be welcoming a new dawn of possibilities in yourself. Remember, whatever you want changed in your life, it begins with you. Today I would like to read to you from Do It Now this saying, keep your heart open. Don't allow life to jade you. As you grow older and lose the soft innocence, which is the gift of childish ignorance, develop that refined innocence which, diamond-like, is the gift of wisdom. Keep alive in yourself the capacity for wonder. So many people feel that they are showing their strength of will, strength of character, by becoming hardened to the problems of life. They lose that innocence, and yet there's something beautiful in it, isn't there? You look at the babies of all species, and there's something lovable about them. It isn't their size. It isn't that they're so small. That may be part of it, but a baby elephant is probably bigger than you are. There's something else that's attractive, and that is this feeling of trust that you get looking into its eyes. They haven't yet been hurt. They haven't yet built a shell around them to protect them from the world. Well, how nice that quality is, and what a pity to lose it. And the fact is, you don't have to lose it. You can be as innocent. And in fact, the saints that I have known are innocent. It doesn't mean that they're ignorant. They know what life is all about. They know what people are like. They know that life is likely to try to hurt them in many, many different ways. But they accept it. They haven't allowed life to jade them. That refined innocence is, as I say here in this saying, the gift of wisdom. When you know that that is what life is like, and at the same time you know that the final chapter of all lives is joy, that all human beings, after having learned their lessons of many incarnations, will awake in the pure, unfettered joy that is God, then you know that wisdom doesn't harden you, it finally softens you. That in that wisdom, you recognize that, yes, people make mistakes, but they learn from their mistakes, and you go to the heart of their own being, that wounded self that is crying out for understanding and love and comfort, and that will never find it from another human being, but that awaits them always, unflinchingly, unchangingly in God. You know that that's what they want, and so you see behind the most hardened criminal that soul longing to express itself, longing to come out and know itself as it is. In that spirit, I would like to read to you from the Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam explained by Paramhansa Yogananda. The passage here is from the 33rd stanza, 33rd quatrain, and I would like, while reading it to you, also to play from the CD album I, Omar. This is music that I wrote to listen to while reading this great book, but this book is by Paramhansa Yogananda, and he said that while reading the Rubaiyat, he suddenly saw past all the sensual images that have come down through the centuries as being the reality, and he suddenly saw it like a veil dropping before his gaze and revealing an infinity of wisdom behind it. And he realized that Omar Khayyam, in fact, this is also his reputation in the East, that he was a great saint, a great mystic, a great Sufi sage. And let me read to you, while listening to this music, Yogananda, first the poem itself, and then part of Yogananda's interpretation. Then to the rolling heaven itself I cried, asking, what lamp had destiny to guide her little children stumbling in the dark? And a blind understanding, heaven replied. Yogananda's explanation, paraphrase and explanation. As my soul soared ecstatically through heavenly spheres, I compared my joyous state with that of my earthbound brothers. I saw them stumbling about in darkness and confusion, dazed by ignorance and clutched at by misery. I saw them dragged forward by the chains of self-created karma, transported endlessly from human birth, fraught with fearful risks and uncertainties, to unwilling death. What guides them, I demanded of omniscience? What lamp have they to lead them out of error? What wisdom to help them not to endure further suffering? And the inner voice replied, theirs is the blindness of their human intellects. Wise they may be in worldly ways, but in spiritual matters they are foolish because ignorant. Their intelligence, lacking the light of all-seeing intuition, is not guided by understanding, but by blind, instinctual desires. With all their worldly cunning, their lives lack any clear aim or purpose. Their understanding darkened, they stumble again and again, and often fall into yawning pits of delusion. It is difficult for even great and wise souls to know the truth completely. How all but impossible it is then for the spiritually ignorant to catch more than fitful glimpses, if that, of clear direction in their lives. They are guided by instinct, which, though it contains a glimmer of intelligence, is essentially blind. What opportunity have they to learn the laws of life except by a slow process of trial and error? They do learn gradually, for when they act rightly, they experience happiness, and when they act wrongly, they suffer. When they act kindly and selflessly, they find pure happiness welling up within them. That happiness, as its flow increases, steers them gently toward the spiritual world within. Sometimes their awakening understanding gets mixed up with pride, sometimes with superstition. Still, however slowly, their steps take them incarnation by plodding incarnation in the direction of wisdom. Thank you. That was a reading from the Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam explained by Paramahansa Yogananda, and the music was from the album I, Omar. The album doesn't have the saying with it and can be used to read any passage, but it was actually composed, the music was composed as music to listen to while listening to the Rubaiyat explained. This album you can get from any record store and also from our East-West bookstore in Mountain View. And the point of today's saying is to help sort of illustrate and strengthen us in the consciousness of this saying from my book, Do It Now. Keep your heart open. Don't allow life to jade you. As you grow older and lose the soft innocence, which is the gift of childish ignorance, develop that refined innocence, which, diamond-like, is the gift of wisdom. Keep alive in yourself the capacity for wonder. Joy to you, friends.